Sup, Dad?
Welcome to This Dad Reads, a bookish podcast spanning genres and fandoms. I'm your host, Jason. We're talking tons of books today, including the latest from Star Wars and the last current nexts from myself and a couple of friends. Plus, I answer some of your burning book questions. What is going on, my fandom friends? I hope everyone is doing well out there. Guys, we got tons of book stuff to talk today. I know this is a book podcast, but depending on what's going on in pop culture and in Star Wars and in my life, I know sometimes I delve into other topics. But today we are solely focused on books. Last current next from myself and from a couple of online friends, so that's something to look forward to, as well as diving into my review of The Living Force by John Jackson Miller, which was recently released as part of the Star Wars Publishing Initiative. And the other day, I asked if anyone had any burning questions for me related to books or Star Wars. So we also have a Q&A session to look forward to in just a little bit. So without further ado, let's dive in to my last current next. The last book I read was Mirrorverse Pure of Heart by Delilah S. Dawson. This is a Disney Books publication, one that has been on my TBR for a while and on my NetGalley review list. Disney had kindly sent me a review copy physically as well, so it's been sitting on my shelf and one of those ones that I've kind of been wanting to read, definitely wanting to read, but other things took priority. But I finally took the time to dive in and dedicate myself to reading it and checking it out, and I'm so glad that I did so because it was a really great book. Technically, this is aimed at younger readers. I think it's technically a YA book, but for Disney fans of any age, it's a really fun action-adventure story. Snow White is the protagonist, and we kind of catch up with her in the middle of her traditional Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs storyline, but things quickly are very different, and she encounters these weird zombie-like versions of her dwarf friends one day as she comes back to the cottage, and that kind of catapults her on this journey of diving into this mirrorverse world. Mickey Mouse shows up and kind of explains to her what's going on, and then she is joined by a cast of characters from the Disney and Pixar world. And I don't want to give too much away. I don't even want to say who some of the characters are because it's really fun. And it's one of those books that keeps your attention every single chapter, and it's short enough to you'll probably finish it way more quickly than you realize. And as all of us Star Wars book fans know, Delilah S. Dawson rarely misses. So I knew that it was going to be a good time just because the story is in her hands. Her writing is so easy to read. That's why I love reading her. There was never a moment where I felt like the action didn't drop off, the plot didn't, you know, drag. She's so good, and she absolutely nails all the characterizations from some classic Disney characters. So I actually can't recommend this enough. Like, I think it's one of those books that surprised me in the best way possible, and I just overall really enjoyed it. The books I am currently reading are My Life with the Jedi, The Spirituality of Star Wars by Eric Clayton, and The Desert Prince Book 1 in the Nightfall Saga by Peter Brett. So I'm going to read directly from the back of my copy of My Life with the Jedi because I think it does a better job of explaining what it is than I could. So in a galaxy very near and brimming with possibility, award-winning author Eric A. Clayton intertwines lessons learned from the Star Wars universe with profound spiritual truths, inviting readers on a journey that touches on the epic and the everyday. Dive into an interior galaxy where the mysteries of the Force meet the depths of Ignatian spirituality. Discover how hope, that ever-present virtue of Jedi and Rebels alike, leads to profound decision-making, renewed relationships, and a purpose-driven life. Ideal for ardent Star Wars aficionados seeking deeper connections, spiritual pilgrims on a quest for enlightenment, and Christians craving a fresh perspective, My Life with a Jedi promises to be a beacon of wisdom in galaxies both near and far, far away. So I really like this book so far. I'm only a couple chapters in, but Eric Clayton does a really good job of not really beating you over the head with spirituality. I know this book is very clearly aimed at a certain audience, but he does a really good job from just like a Star Wars fan perspective of connecting spiritual truths with the Star Wars universe in a really applicable way. So I'm enjoying it so far. I will have my full thoughts on this very soon. The fiction book that I am concurrently reading is The Desert Prince by Peter Brett, and this is first part of his Nightfall saga. So it's a fantasy book. I am literally one chapter in, so at this point I do not know very much about it or how much I will enjoy it, but all I can tell so far is the world building has been very easy to understand so far, and I am intrigued to see where things go. The second book in this series is also sitting on my TBR shelf, so I'm excited to see what this story holds, and I definitely will have more thoughts on this and its sequel on a future episode. And the books I'm planning on reading next are Wraith Squadron, book one of the Wraith Squadron series by Aaron Alliston, and Order 66, book four of the Republic Commando series by Karen Travis, both of them part of the latest wave of Essential Legends collections from Star Wars. I'm also planning on reading The Lazy Genius Kitchen, which is a book I bought for my wife for Easter, and one that I'm actually excited about reading too, because if you listen to my last episode, I read The Lazy Genius Way and I really enjoyed it. So all of that is to come, and I think what I'm going to start doing for these last current next segments is just talking about all the books I'm reading in a given month, or the books that I've read in a given month. Since I release podcasts monthly, it's a good way, I think, for all of us to catch up and for me to wrap my brain around everything that I'm planning on doing. And honestly, it gives me some accountability, because if if the books that I'm saying I'm planning on reading next don't show up as my last on the next episode, you guys can definitely call me out on that. So now let's hear from a few of my friends on their last current nexts.
Hi everyone, my name is Rachel Guthrow. I'm a librarian, bookseller, and bookstagrammer. My life basically entirely revolves around books. So these are my last current and next reads. I usually have multiple books going at once. So the last two books I finished were Bride by Allie Hazelwood and The Vicious Deep Fives Ride of Cordova. Both of those were really fun reads. I very much enjoyed them. I'm actually now currently reading the sequel to Vicious Deep called The Savage Blue. Really enjoying that one so far. And I also just started the Star Wars Dark Disciple audiobook, which I'm really liking so far. Up next, I'm planning on starting The Living Force by John Jackson Miller and The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. Those are both very highly anticipated reads for me, so I'm very excited to pick those up next week. Leigh Bardugo is one of my all-time favorite authors. I will read anything she writes. So if you've not read anything from her, I highly recommend you check her out. Well, happy reading, everybody.
Hi, Jason. It's Dan from Vader's Castle Library here. I'm very happy to be asked to share my last current next with your wonderful podcast. The last book that I read, funnily enough, was Red Rising by Pierce Brown, all thanks to Jason's good recommendation on this podcast. Actually, you'd been talking about how good this Red Rising series was, so I thought it was time I gave it a go, and I absolutely adored Red Rising. I thought it was an incredible book. Took me a little bit of time to get into sort of the whole first person thing, but after about 100 pages, I was completely sold. Loved getting so deep in the minds of Darrow as a character. I thought the whole plot was constantly twisting and turning, and yeah, I absolutely adored it. I need to go and read the next book now, because the ending was so climactic and exciting. Yeah, I'm rambling because it was that good. What am I currently reading? I'm currently reading Escape from Valo by Daniel Jose Older and Alyssa Wong, obviously the first junior novel of the third phase of the High Republic. About 50% of the way through of it, really, really enjoying it actually. This is probably, you know, after being about halfway through, it's probably in the sort of the upper tiers of the junior novels for me. I particularly liked the junior novels from the first phase, particularly Justina Islands 2, Mission from Disaster, and Test of Courage. But then the two phase 2 junior novels, whilst I enjoyed them, they weren't, you know, they weren't up there for me. But this one feels like a return to something that I really loved about the junior novels, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So, combination of DJO and Alyssa Wong comedy, it's good, it's really good. And what am I going to read next? Still to be decided. It's either going to be Defy the Storm by Justina Ireland and Tessa Grattan, obviously the next High Republic novel on my list that I still need to read because I'm behind and The Living Force is coming out and I'm so far behind. I contribute to a Star Wars book podcast and I'm so far behind on my books, state of me. Although what's maybe more likely is that the next thing I read is the second of the Red Rising books, which I believe is called Golden Sun. Because, yeah, Jason, you've got me hooked. You've created a monster here. I love this Red Rising stuff. So I might just have to come back and read that next book. Thank you very much for asking me to share my last current next. Keep doing what you're doing, Jason. Love this Dad's Read podcast. And if you liked hearing my voice, you can sometimes hear it on the Star Wars Book Community podcast, which Jason has kindly featured on a few times. Lots of great people from the Star Wars Book Community. There's my little plug. Thanks, Jason. Bye.
Thank you so much, Rachel and Dan, for contributing your last current next this month. I always love having my friends and folks from the online book community as part of this segment, so if you're listening right now, keep an eye on your DMs because you just might have a message from me in the future to participate in another Last Current Next. All right, guys, it's time to talk Star Wars. So anytime this topic comes up, I have to have my droid pal KC78 in the room, my Star Wars co-host, if you will. So get on in here, KC. So we have to discuss The Living Force by John Jackson Miller. It's the newest Star Wars book that just came out. I hope that most of you have had the chance to pick it up and have at least been able to start reading it yet. This is going to be a spoiler-free discussion, just in case. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but KC, what were your thoughts on it? I know, it was a 5-star read for me too. I loved how John Jackson Miller was able to kind of manage this huge ensemble cast of characters and dive into some kind of mini storylines and their individual motivations and personalities. It was really, really cool. I would agree, there was not as many droids present as maybe you would have preferred, but nonetheless, it was really cool to have some High Republic connections in there as well. The Jedi Council is basically going on this epic field trip to the planet Quen, where one of their Jedi temples is basically doomed for closure. There's a string of Jedi temple closures that have been going on in this sector of space. And at the urging of Master Qui-Gon Jinn, the entire council leaves Coruscant and heads to this planet, where they are immediately faced with, I was going to say challenges, but issues, both large and small, that open their eyes to the needs of the galaxy and reminds them that in their own way and with their own gifts and talents, they can impact change and bring about this spirit of teamwork and camaraderie and connection with the greater galaxy around them. It wouldn't be a Star Wars story without a villain heading up the major threat to the Jedi, and in The Living Force, that's in the form of Zelastra, who is a pirate queen, as it were, and has her sights set on taking over this sector of the galaxy and wrenching control from a number of other pirate crews. And again, not to talk too many spoilers, but I really enjoyed Zelastra as a villain. Her motivations are very unique, and she is honestly just unhinged and didn't know what was going to happen at any given moment when she was on the page. Really cool and honestly just kind of thrilling. And for this being a prequel era book, the events of this book take place a year before The Phantom Menace. These books are always kind of like, okay, what are the stakes really going to be? Because we know who's going to survive. We know what's going to happen, you know, a mere year later. But I really have to applaud John Jackson Miller for making this book feel like an actual threat. Like the Jedi Council is actually faced with things that are legitimately challenging to them. And I did not know how they were going to come out of them. And some actual big things happen. Real darkness happens and real threats to the galaxy happen, even though we know what greater challenges the galaxy is facing, you know, come a year from now. All in all, I have to say this is one of my favorite Star Wars books in recent memory. I was definitely taken by surprise. And if you listen to my last episode, you know that I am always challenged when it comes to expectations, especially for Star Wars books. And so I think my expectations were tempered and low enough for this book that I was thrilled with this book. And The Living Force is a 5-star read for me. No matter where you land on the Star Wars spectrum in terms of characters that you like, eras that you enjoy, I think that The Living Force can be enjoyed by anyone. Very well said, my friend. I totally agree. Definitely check out The Living Force. It is on sale now. I'm going to be having an in-depth, spoiler-filled The Living Force discussion on a future podcast episode, so definitely check back in on that. Well, thanks, Casey, for joining me. It's always a good time hanging out with you, my man. All right, I'll catch you later. It's been a minute since I've done a Q&A, so I threw it out there on my Instagram story the other day to see if there were any burning questions that you guys have for me that I can answer, and some of you sent some in, so I'll be happy to dive into some Q&A. So my first question comes from Greg, aka I on Canon. He asks, when do you give up on a book? I find it hard to ever DNF. This is something that I know everyone probably struggles with, and I know there's varying thoughts on when to DNF a book. Should you DNF a book? Is it right to DNF a book? For me, it varies, but I usually try to give a book the best shot I can, and it's typically around 100 pages or so when I can tell if I'm vibing with a book or not. In all honesty, I can usually tell within the first chapter or two if this book is going to be for me, if I'm enjoying the writing style, if I'm connecting with it. But like I said, I try to give it my best shot. I usually find that the biggest, you know, trigger for me is if I'm dreading to sit down and read a book, if I feel like it's becoming a chore, or if I'm feeling like I'm speed reading just to like say that I got through a chapter, or if I find that is my vibe, then I'm like, oh, I think I need to put this book down. So it's not like a solid, it's not a solidified method I have, but it's usually a feeling or being conscious of how I'm reading the book, if I'm reading it super fast or if I'm dreading it. So, and like I said, it's typically within 100 or so pages. So I would say don't ever be afraid to put a book down if you are not enjoying it. I have had to remove that feeling from myself. There's lots of feelings that go into reading books, right? You want to feel like you're honoring the author, that you are giving the book a fair chance. But at the end of the day, reading should be fun. And if you're not enjoying the book you're reading, just put it down. Pick up something else. You can always go back to it later. Or if you really feel like you're not vibing with the book, just put it down and move on and try to take that guilt out of it. The second question comes from the Reading Rancor Pit, my friend Jay. He asked, if you could write a book about any background alien from Star Wars, who would it be about? I had to think about this question for a minute, and I'm going to kind of cheat on my answer. Technically, the person I would want to write a Star Wars book about or a short story about is an alien, but I don't know if he'd be considered, quote unquote, a background alien character. I'm going to go with Tay Sirik, who is a Sephi male from Phase 2 of the High Republic. I love Tay. I feel like his inclusion in Phase 2 brought so much joy and life and charisma to the Star Wars universe. I want to know more about where he came from and his origin story. I would love to write his origin story. As of this recording, Tay has also appeared in the 2024 run of the High Republic comic book from Marvel by Kevin Scott. So I don't know what else we get from him, but I do know that that is going to be in the Phase 3 storyline. So again, I think going backwards in time and delving into Tay's origin would be super, super interesting and fun. Okay, my next question comes from Black Spire Broadcast. What is your favorite Star Wars planet and why? I'm going to go with two on this one because I feel like I'd have different reasons for visiting or different reasons for enjoying Star Wars planets. And I said visiting because, you know, low key, that's what I would actually want to do. I'm saying these are my favorite planets because I want to go to there. But the first one would be Naboo, just for a vacation, because it's gorgeous and beautiful and the scenery is just amazing. And I would go there for just a nice vacation. My other favorite planet would be Jeddah, because there is so much history and lore around this place, and I would want to visit it just to say that I've been to some historic sites, and its connection to the Force is really interesting. It's one of those places where if I could visit it, then I could kind of check it off my bucket list to say that I visited, you know, the place where the Battle of Jedha happened and where there's so much history in the Star Wars universe. So those would be my two. The next question comes from Joseph Nizalik, asking, what is the saddest Star Wars novel you've ever read? This question actually gave me pause because I had to really think about what I would categorize as a sad story. First of all, what makes a story sad to me? And second of all, I'd have to think of it through the lens of Star Wars books, because there's plenty of things that happen in Star Wars books and stories that make me sad, but I don't know if I would call an entire book sad. And after I took a little bit of time to think about it and looked at my bookshelves just for reminders, I think that my answer to this question would be Inquisitor: Rise of the Red Blade by Delilah S. Dawson. And the reason why this book is so sad to me is because it's kind of this moral failure that the Jedi Order, I don't want to say caused, but definitely had an impact on Iskat and put her on a path that is just sad. And it's kind of like this failing of a person, right? And I feel like just all the things that she went through and the uniqueness of who she is, she was just failed. And I guess it depends on what lens you look at it from, what point of view you're looking at it from, but maybe Iskat, you know, is found and finds her way. So you could also view this book through the lens of like, oh, anyone can kind of find their path and find their people. But obviously we're looking at it through the lens of like the good guys versus the bad guys. And I feel like if Iskat was plopped into the Jedi of the High Republic era, her differences and questions would be explored and answered. And there's just so many different ways that it could have gone for her versus the path that she goes through in terms of the Inquisitorius. And to me, that makes it sad because there was so much potential for her unique set of abilities and gifts to be explored in a different way and to bring a good into the universe versus what the Inquisitors bring to the universe. So if you had a different answer to that question, I'd be really interested to hear what other people's thoughts are on what your saddest Star Wars book is, because I honestly struggle with this one, and I took it to kind of like a deep philosophical place. All right, the last question comes from Jalen Korth, who just started his Bookstagram journey as Batuu Bookshelf. Definitely go give him a follow. He asks, how do you balance all of your responsibilities in life with reading? And Jalen, I think you're asking me the most challenging question of all. This kind of really boils down to anything that is something that you enjoy doing, that's a hobby that you're not getting paid money to do, it's going to look different for everyone. For me, I have certain times of the day that are carved out for reading. That's typically after my kids have gone to bed, and after, you know, my wife and I have watched a show, or we've, you know, chatted and caught up on our day. I have carved out certain times of my day that are dedicated reading times. Throughout the work week, that's usually in the evenings. On the weekends, my kids have what we call quiet time, where for an hour on Saturdays and Sundays, they have to entertain themselves. So if I'm not taking a nap out of utter exhaustion during that hour, I am also dedicating it to reading. So I dedicate a lot of brain space to bookish type things outside of those times. You know, as I'm making meals or cleaning up, or as I'm, you know, working or during my lunch breaks. So there's always things going on in my head about reading and books. But basically having, I value reading and I value books, and I want to make time for the things that I love to do in my hobby. So I have carved out certain times for that for myself. On a weekly basis, I might read for as little as 15 minutes or all the way up to an hour or an hour and a half. And I'm a pretty fast reader, so I can usually, at least within 15 or 20 minutes, get 40 or 50 pages read or so. So I sometimes when I'm feeling more, you know, like I need to get through a certain book, I will give myself reading goals for every day. Say, okay, I'm going to read this many pages or this much percentage of a book if I'm really trying to get through something. But those are usually, you know, timelines that I have imparted on myself for no real reason. Sometimes there's book releases or new releases coming out that I have to read a book for, but those are kind of few and far between. I've really made it work for me in my own personal life and my personal schedule. Thanks to everyone who submitted a question. I really enjoyed answering those. It really made me stop and think about things differently. So I had a good time doing that. Before I wrap things up today, I just want to say that May the 4th is coming very quickly. A lot of fun things to look forward to in terms of merchandise and Star Wars releases. So I have some things in the works for what I'm going to be doing for May the 4th with some of my friends. So keep an eye out on my socials for what that will be. So until next time, happy reading, and I'll see you guys next time. Take us out, Casey. Thank you so much for listening. For more of my content, visit my website at thisdadreads.com for full book reviews, interviews, and articles. Follow me on socials at thisdadreads on Twitter and Instagram. This Dad Reads, the podcast, is produced by Erebus Industries and me. Special thanks to my editor, Jeremy Tuttle, and Tacoma Media for the use of their song Bounce. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and leave me a 5-star review. It really helps. Catch you next time.